The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Bereishis, Parashas Vayera, Perechof, Posuchof, Perchof Aleph, Posuk Aleph. Vashem Pokad Soro Kasher Amor. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Soro and remembered her like he said, Vayas Hashem Lesoro Kasher Diber. And he did for Soro what she had spoken. Vatar Vatelet Soro Lavram Bein Liskunot. And Soro conceived and she gave birth to a son to Avraham. In his old age, Lama'ed Asher Diber Aisei Elakim, at the time which Hashem said, Vayikra Avraham Hashem b'nei haneled le Asher yolda le Sora Yitzchok, and Avraham called the name of his son, which Sora bore to him, Yitzchok. Vayomol Avraham is Yitzchok b'nei ben shmein Ashyomim k'asher tziva Aisei Elakim. And Avraham circumcised his son Yitzchok on the eighth day as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as God commanded. And Avraham was 100 years old when he gave birth to Yitzchok his son. And Sora said, that Hashem has brought simcha, has brought happiness to me. Kol Hashemeya Yitzach Akli. Whoever will hear of this great wonder will laugh with me. Who can tell of the praise of Avraham and of Sora that can nurse sons at this time, that he gave birth to a son in his old age? The Gemara in Mesechta Rosh Hashanah and Av Yudomet Beis Tanya Reblezer Eimer, Reblezer learned B'tishrei Nivla Eilom that in Tishrei, the month of Tishrei, the world was created. But Rosh Hashanah Nifkedo Sora, and Rosh Hashanah is when Sora conceived. Rachel v'chana. Also Rosh Hashanah was the time when Rachel conceived. Kodesh Baruch Hu came to Rachel. And also Chana. But Rosh Hashanah yotze Yosef mi beis ha'asurim. It was on Rosh Hashanah when Yosef was freed from the dungeon. But Rosh Hashanah botel aveidah me'aveisenu b'mitzrayim. And it was on Rosh Hashanah when the slavery was lifted from our fathers in Egypt. The Gemara and Daf Yud Aleph says, how do we know that it was on Rosh Hashanah that Sora conceived, and that Rachel conceived, and that Chana conceived? So the Gemara brings a Gzeri Shove. Asher Pekida Pekida, Asher Zechira Zechira. Ksiv Barachel Vayizkor Elakim as Rachel. It says by Rachel that Hashem remembered her. Uksiv Bechana Vayizkor El Hashem. And it says also by Chana that Hashem remembered her. And we make a Gzeri Shove, one of the principles that the Torah is expounded by is through a Gzeri Shove, where we can learn one from the other. So we learn from here, Rachel and Chana conceived at the same time. V'ashe zechira zechira me Rosh Hashanah. D'chsiv shabosun zichra in trua. And the same expression is used by Rosh Hashanah. So from here we learn that the conception was on Rosh Hashanah. B'kid b'kid k'siv b'chano ki pokad Hashem es chano. It states by Chana that Hashem came to her and remembered her. And by Sora, it states, Vashem Pokar Es Sora, that Hashem remembered Sora. So through these similar words which are written in the Torah, we learn that Sora conceived on Rosh Hashanah with Yitzchok, and also Chana. And it is for this reason that the Gemara in Masechet Megillah tells us, Masechet Megillah daf Lamer Aleph, that on Rosh Hashanah, for the Kriyas HaTorah, we read this parsha, that Sarah conceived with Yitzchok, and the Haftarah, we read about Chana. We see from here that there's a direct link to the conception of Yitzchok and to Rosh Hashanah. Let's see if we can cast some insight into this evening. Now, actually, this parsha, telling or foretelling of the birth of Yitzchok, is actually brought in three places. Firstly, at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, Bereishis Yud Zayin, Posuk Tes Vov, Vayoyim Elokim El Avraham, Hashem said to Avraham, Sora Ishtecho Leisikra Shmo Soroi, Ki Sora Shmo. Sora, your wife, no longer will we call her name Soroi, which means she is my princess, Kisorashmo. She shall be princess to everyone. Uverachti esov gam nosati mimeno lochavein. And I will bless her, and I will give to you from her a son. Uverachti ova esov goyi malchei ami mimeno yuyu. I will bless her, and nations and kingships will come from her. And Avraham bowed down by Yitzchok and he left. And he said in his heart, that someone who's 100 years old and Sarah who's 90 years old, will they give birth? And he said, Abraham said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lu Yishmael Yichre Lefanecho, it shall suffice if my son Yishmael, that was the son that he had from the maidservant Hagar, if he will live. Vayem Elokim Aval Sora Ishtecho Yeledes Locho Bein. No. Sora will give birth to a son, V'korose Ishmael Yitzchok, and you shall call him by the name of Yitzchok. And I will establish my covenant with him and for his seed afterwards forever. So the Almighty came to Avraham and he said that even though he has a son from the maidservant, but he will have his own son from Sarah. And when Avraham heard this, he laughed. Can someone who's 100 years old and Sarah, who's 90, give birth? And the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, no. You will have, he said that Halavai, that Yishmael shall live. He said, no, you will have a son, Yitzchok. You will have a son from Sarah, and you shall call him Yitzchok. A second place where this is brought is in the next Parsha Vayiro, where the three angels came to Avraham and this was after the Bris Milah and in Posuk Tes Bereishis Yud Ches Vayemer Elo Vayeh Sora Ishtecha Vayemer Ineva Ohel, and they asked, where is your wife Sora? And he said, she is in the tent. The three angels said that we will return to you at this time next year. And Sarah, your wife, will have a son. They came on Pesach. So they prophesied that the next Pesach, Sarah will have a son. And Sarah listened by the tent. And Avraham and Sarah were both very old and no longer did Sarah have the ways of the women? Batitzchak Sarah bekirbo lemor. And Sarah laughed to herself, saying, Acharev eleisi oisi le'edno, vadoniz okein, is it possible that after I am already old and worn, that youth will come back to me? And my master is so old. And Hashem said to Abraham, why is Sarah laughing? Lemor ha'af umna meled v'aniz okamti. Hayipolei me'Hashem dovor? Is anything beyond HaKadosh Baruch Hu? La'me'ed oshuv eilecha ko'es chayol l'soreveid. That I shall return at this time next year, and Sarah will have a child. V'techache Sarah lemor, and Sarah denied. Leitzochakti ki yoreo. And she said, no, I didn't laugh, because she was afraid. V'yemelei ki tzochokt. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you did laugh. Rashi, in the first parsha, tells us that when Avraham laughed, Tirgim Unkelis Loshen Simcha V'Chadi, the Targum explains this was a laughter of joy. Chadi chedvo, of happiness. When Sarah laughed, the Targum translates mochuch. She scoffed. Lomarito she'Avraham hamin v'someach v'Sarah le'hamino u'legalgalo. From here we learn that Avraham believed and he was with great joy. Sarah didn't believe, and she mocked. V'zehu shehikpil HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Sarah v'lehikpil al Avraham. And this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu became angry at Sarah and not at Avraham. Then the Almighty said that you should call this son Yitzchok. Yitzchok means laughter. So Rashi tells us, Al Shem Atzchek, call him Yitzchok because of the laughter. B'yeshaimrim, and another reason why he was called Yitzchok. Because Yitzchok is the Yud Sadik Ches and Kuf. Yud, which stands for 10. These were the 10 Nishenis, the 10 trials and tribulations which Avraham was tested by. Tzadik, which is 90. 90 years that Sarah was when she gave birth to Yitzchok. Ches, Yitzchok was Nimal, circumcised on the 8th day. He was the first one to be circumcised on the 8th day. Because Avraham was circumcised when he was an old man. Bekuf, and the Kuf stands for 100 years that Avraham was old when he gave birth to Yitzchok. So Yitzchok was called because of the laughter, and also because Sarah was 90 and Avraham was 100, and he was circumcised when he was 8 days old, and for the 10 trials and tribulations of Avraham. In the third parsha, which we started with, and which we lay under Rosh Hashanah, there also we see the parsha deals quite a bit with laughter. As it states, that Avraham called his son Yitzchok, Vatomer Sarah, and Sarah said, Shchek oso li elokim. Hashem has made laughter for me. Kol ha-shomeyatz yitzachak li. Whoever will hear of this will laugh. So Rashi tells us, what does this mean? Yitzachak li yisamach olai. Whoever hears of this will share in my joy. U'medrish agodo harbe akoris nifkedu imo. At the time when Sarah conceived, many barren women conceived. Harbe chelim nisrapu bei b'yayim. On that day, many sick people were cured. Harbe tfilus neno imo. Many prayers were heard on that day. And much laughter and joy came to the world. Now this was on Rosh Hashanah, because the day of the conception was Rosh Hashanah, as we mentioned from the Gemara. So here we see that at the time Yitzchok was born, laughter and joy was brought to the world. Many barren women gave birth. Many sick were cured. Many prayers were answered. Much joy was brought to the world. So we have three parshas. In the first parsha, Kodesh Baruch Hu came to Abraham and said that he will have a son. And Abraham laughed. And he said, I am 100 and Sarah is 90 and I will have a son. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes, you will have a son and you shall call him Yitzchok. And there the Chazal tell us this was a laughter of joy because Abraham believed. The second parsha we have where the three angels came and they told Abraham that next year Sarah will have a son. And when Sarah heard this, she laughed. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu admonished her for laughing. Why are you laughing? Hayipolei me'Hashem dovor. Is there anything beyond the reach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rashi tells us, what does it mean, Hayipolei Hashem? Is there anything beyond the reach? Kitargumai hayishasi. Yipolei means something which is concealed. V'chishum dover mufla u'mufra u'mechusam imeni. Is there anything which is concealed from me? Is there anything which is too distant from me? If I want to give you a son at the age of 90, is this too difficult for me? Mela asis kirtzeini, for me to do what my will is? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu admonished Sarah. And in the third parsha, we have where HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered Sarah, and she conceived, and this was on Rosh Hashanah, and then she gave birth, and the time of the birth was Pesach, and they called him Yitzchok, and much laughter and joy and happiness came to the world. We see from these three parashas that the word laughter is mentioned many, many times by Yitzchok. And we see that Yitzchok was designated to be named Al Shem Hashchek because of laughter. Not the laughter of sorrow, but the laughter of Abraham, who believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is something which needs explanation. Why was Yitzchok, who was from the great Ovis, should be designated to be called Yitzchok Al Shem Hashchek because of laughter? And why is laughter mentioned by his name so many times in the parashas? And also, why do we find that the same word can mean a laughter of Abraham, which was a great shvach, a great praise where he believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a laughter of Sarah, mochuch, where she mocked, she scoffed? The same word should mean both. Perhaps if we will understand this, we can come closer to understanding what is the link of the beginning of Yitzchok and Rosh Hashanah. We are taught that the specific the specific task and the specific direction that Yitzchak brought to the world was the Amud HaYireh, the pillar of the fear of Hashem. Sages tell us Abraham was the Amud HaChesed. Abraham taught Chesed, loving kindness to the world. And he served HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Chesed. As it states, Chesed l'Avraham. Yaakov Avinu was Ishtam, Yeshiva Olim, dwelled in the tents of Torah. He served HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah. He was known as Emes, Titein Emes LeYaakov. And the direction that Yitzchok served the Almighty was through Yireh, through the fear of Hashem. When Yaakov, his son, took an oath, he said, Elekei Avraham upachad Yitzchok. He took an oath by the God of Avraham and by the fear of Yitzchok. The God of Yitzchok was a great pachad, a great fear to him. This was the direction which Yitzchok was mechadesh, which Yitzchok created in order to bring the completion, the completeness to the house of Israel. And this Yireh, this fear, is known as avoda, to serve. As the Mishnah Novice tells us, Al Gimel Amudim Ha'olam Oimed, that the world stands on three pillars. Al HaTorah Ve'al Avodah Ve'al Gemilas Chasodim. Torah was Yaakov, and Gemilas Chasodim was Avraham, and Avodah was Yitzchok. Why is this called Avodah? Because Avodah means a servant that serves, the service of a servant. And a servant serves his master, he serves his king, he serves his lord because of fear. Even though it's possible that you can serve from love, but that is not why he's the servant. That is not why the other is the king. But because Yiras Odon Olov, the fear of the king is upon him. And this is what we say in the tefillah, V'korveinu Malkeinu L'Avei De'Secho, that our king should bring us close to serving him. The relationship between a man and his king, a man and his master, that is a relationship which is built on fear, on respect, and awe. And it is for this reason that the Torah tells us, Seim tosim olecho melech, that you shall place a king over you, over yourselves. And the Gemara says in Shubis, Melech shemochel al kfeidei, ein kfeidei mochel. That if a king waives his right for respect and fear, it's not waived. Not according to the law of the Torah. Because Seim tosim olecho melech, shetei emoso olecho. A king must place a fear over you. And if it's within your hands to demolish this fear, then he is not a king. And therefore the relationship between man and a king is a relationship of yirev apachat, that of fear, of great respect, of trepidation. And this was Yitzchok. Now if we go a little deeper into What is Yireh? There's an interesting distinction between Yireh and Ahava, between fear and love. It is possible for two people who are equal to each other to love each other. But it is impossible for two people who are equal to each other to fear each other. Fear can come only when one, in some respect, is greater than the other. Love can become, can be between two equals. And in accordance to the erech, to the dimension between the two people, this will be the dimension of the fear. If in your eyes the other person is a little greater than you, then you'll have a little fear from him. If in your eyes he is much greater than you, then you will have a great fear from him. This is the essence of Yireh. The greatest Yireh is by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has created man, man in his own eyes, when he stands next to his creator, is nechshav leleklum, is as if he doesn't exist. Since man comes from the creator, and the every fiber of his existence is dependent upon his creator, and every minute of his life comes from this creator, so man in his own eyes is as if he does not exist, standing next to his creator. It's like the Rambam writes that when a person understands HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he realizes that if everything would disappear from the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would still be there. And if the Almighty would disappear, then nothing would be there. Everything is totally dependent upon him. So any person, as an independent entity, is non-existent when he measures himself up to his creator. The greater the person's realization of the creator, then the greater the fear and the awe and the trepidation. For example, if a person sees a mountain from many miles away, so he is not astounded. But if he stands right beneath the mountain, then he's overcome by tremendous trepidation and fear. So is it with man and his creator. An example of this would be a fruit of a tree. The fruit, if a fruit could think, he would realize that he is not an entity at all, but he is merely a part of the tree. And all of his nourishment and his existence comes from the tree. When man understands his creator and he understands the world, this is the emotion. And this is the vision that he has. And this is the essence of Yiras Hashem. So the greatest fear is by man to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We must though be aware that this is all from the aspect of man to his creator, not from the aspect of the creator to man. For example, if a tree could think, he wouldn't look at the fruit as a non-entity. He would take pride in the fruit that he has created. And so this HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not look at man as a non-entity. Man was the most prized of all of his creations. But when man looks at his creator, if a fruit would visualize the tree, he would realize that he is nefesh of kelei klum, he is not a metzias. He is not a reality in his own right. But he is something which was created, and something which is being kept alive, and something which is being sustained by something far greater than him, a force far greater than him. And his entire fiber of existence is dependent upon him. So therefore, as a separate entity, he does not exist. And this is why the Gemara tells us, Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyirei shamayim, that everything is in the hands of heaven except the fear of heaven. Now besides the basic explanation, which means that the choice of good and evil was given only to man, and this the Almighty does not intervene, this is left to man. But there's another interpretation, which means that Yirei Shamayim comes from man to the Almighty, not from the Almighty to man. How man views his Creator, that establishes the fear of heaven. Not how the Almighty views the creations. It's for this reason that we find that the Avedis Beis Hamikdash, the service in the Beis Hamikdash, was always referred to as Avoda. Because when one served in the Beis Hamikdash, this was a servant serving a king. The Torah tells us, as Mikdoshai Tiro'u, you shall fear my Mikdosh, my sanctuary. The Gemara explains, Yira Yisera Nitztavu Al HaMikdosh. We were commanded to have an extra degree of fear when it came to the Beis HaMikdosh. A person was not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdosh at all times. When a person walked into the sanctuary or he walked near the sanctuary, he had to take off his shoes. He could not go in with the dust, of his shoes. He could not go in with his money belt. Yira Yisera Nitztavu Lav in Mikdosh. That when we went into the sanctuary, since this represented the palace of the king, and we went in as a servant, then we had to act in accordance to the way a servant serves his king. And the Gemara tells us that when the Kahanim, when the priests would serve in the Beis HaMikdosh, Ba'amido, they would stand. Why? Because Vishoreis Ksiv, it states they should serve as a servant his master. And a servant stands when he serves his master. And all of the korbones, the sacrifices, were all in this dimension of avoda. And if we would go a little deeper, the Maral explains in many places that the whole declaration of the sacrifices, the whole direction of the sacrifices, was taking from the creations of this world and returning them to their source. A man would bring an animal, and it would be slaughtered, and it would be burnt on the Mizbeach, on the altar, and Eile Reach Nicheach LaHashem, and it would go up to Hashem, bringing everything back to its source, which was a Heira, a declaration that Hakol Tachas Rishusay, that everything is beneath, everything is under his dominion. Like a king with subjects, the whole world is his subject, and everything returns to him. And the sacrifices were called korban, from the word korov, korev, to bring close. Because as man brought this back to the Almighty, he was bringing himself closer to the Almighty, to his source where he had come from, to his source of life. And this is the dimension of a servant to his master, because the servant is under the dominion of the master. He belongs to the master, Masha Kona Evet Kona Rabbi. And we can go one step further. The Gemara tells us that there was another kind of avoda. Vavarato v'chol avavachem, you shall serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of your heart. Ezo avedu shebelev, where do we find serving with your heart? We can understand physically serving, but where do we find a servitude with a heart? This is tefillah. This is prayer. Prayer also was the dimension of a servant to his master. And this is why we find, the Gemara says, that hatfilos b'mokem akrobones, that the prayer were in place of the sacrifices, and they were styled and designed after the sacrifices. Nishalmu, nishalmu porim sfosecho, that with my lips I shall bring to you, unishalmu porim sfosecho, with my lips I shall bring to you the bullocks of the sacrifices. And why is this? There's a very great deep reason for this. Because when a man comes to prayer by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is casting himself completely upon his master. He's coming to his master and he's asking him for life and for sustenance and for refuah, for healing and for wisdom, for all of his needs. He is declaring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's not independent in any degree, but all that he needs and all that he desires and his all his existence is dependent on the Almighty. So he is completely leaning and casting himself in relying on the Almighty, where no longer is he a dependent entity, an independent entity, but completely dependent. And this is a servant to the master. And therefore, just as one served with a sacrifice, he brought the sacrifice to Hashem and he returned it to its source, so when one serves with his heart, he must bring his heart, the emotions of his heart, to the Almighty. Mimamakim prosicho l'Hashem, I called out to the Almighty from the depths where I poured my heart to him. Just as you serve with your body, you serve with your heart. This is the Avedah Shebelev. And it's for that reason also that the Gemara says that when one stands at tefillah, when one stands at prayer, ke abdo kam me marjo, the Gemara says, he must stand as a servant in front of his master. He must stand properly. He must be dressed properly. His conduct must be proper. Ki avdo kam me marjo, like a servant pleading before his king. This is the dimension of Yirah Shamayim, of fear. And Avraham came and he taught the world how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from love. Avraham had a great love for the Almighty and a great love for all of the creations. And Avraham was the great Baal Chesed, where he wanted to do good for the entire world. And when he saw that the entire world was going off in the wrong direction, he risked his life to bring them back to the right direction. He didn't isolate himself. He didn't ignore the situation or close his eyes. But he risked his life and dedicated his life, he and Sarah, to bring Chesed to the world. This was the Chesed of Abraham. But Yitzchok was to teach the world another dimension in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not how to serve from love, but how to serve from fear. How to fear the Master to the degree where man realizes that he is nothing as an entity by itself, but merely he becomes a part of the Almighty. And this is what Yitzchok was destined to be mechadesh, to become the author of. And Yitzchok reached this level. He perfected this level at the time of the Akedah, at the time when he was sacrificed. The Torah tells us at the end of Parshas Vayera, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avraham and said, take your son, your only son, the son that you love, and bring him to Har HaMoriah, to the place where the Beis HaMikdash would be built, and sacrifice him to me. And the Torah tells us what took place. Avraham did not tell Yitzchok right away what was happening. But then finally when they came to the mountain, and Yitzchok said that the sheep was not there. So he realized what was happening. And Avraham bound him and prepared to sacrifice. Vayikach es ha-macheles, and he took the knife. And the Gemara tells us that Yitzchok was prepared to give his life to the Almighty. If this was the Almighty's will, then so be it. Vayishlach Avraham es yodei vayikach es ha-macheles. And Avraham took his hand and he took the knife. Lishchair es benoi to shech to slaughter his son. Vayikra elov malach Hashem min ha-shamayim. And an angel of Hashem called to him from the heaven. Vayomer Avraham, Avraham vayomer hineini. Vayomer al tishlach yodcho el ha-nar. Do not stretch out your hand towards the lad, Valtas Leib Uma, and do not do anything to him. Ki ato yodati ki yirei elokim ato. Because now I know that you fear Hashem. Velechosachto es bincho es shichitcho mimeni. That you have not withheld from me. You have not withheld from me your son, your only son. At this point, Yitzchok came to the perfection of Yiras Hashem, to the fear of Hashem, where there was nothing dividing between he and his creator. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos tells us that Yitzchok in one dimension came closer to the Almighty than Avraham and Yaakov. Shaharei karafto es nafshoi, because he gave his entire life to me. He was willing to give his entire life. Some people give service. Other people give energy. Other people give possessions. But at tokaraftes nafshoi, you gave your entire life to me. And the angel came and said that at this time Avraham also came to the great level of fear. Atoyodati ki yirei elokim ato. I know that you fear Hashem. And even your own son you did not withhold from me. This was Avraham. And Yitzchak came even further, where no longer was there anything dividing between him and his creator. Then the Torah tells us, Vayikra Avraham Shem Amokam Ahu Hashem Yireh. Asher Yomer Hayom Behar Hashem Yireh. Avraham called the name of this place Hashem Yireh, a place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seen. And people say today, Bahar Hashem Yireh, on the mountain of Hashem where he is seen. Rashi brings from the Chazal, Hashem Yireh HaKedezu Lisleach Yisrael Becholshon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see this act of Yitzchok's every year. Ulatzilo min apronies. And he will save Klal Yisrael because of this. Bechol deiris aboim. In every generation. Because Afroi shel Yitzchok tzovre ve'emed lekapora. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the ashes of Yitzchok are always before me. The Almighty considered this act as if it was completed. And Yitzchak gave himself over completely. And Bahar Hashem Yiro'eh. Yiro'eh, to be seen where they saw the Almighty and they feared him. It was here that Yitzchak came to the perfection of this level. There is one more additional level in fear in Hashem. The sages refer to the fear of Hashem as gvura, strength. And the pasuk lecha Hashem hagdula v'hagvura, gvura refers to Yitzchok, to the fear of Hashem. Why should gvura, strength, refer to the fear of Hashem? If anything, one would think it would be a weakness. If when you see the greatness of the Almighty, if when you see the greatness of the Almighty, you blend into the background and you become a non-entity, why is this a strength? Perhaps this is a weakness. So we must go one step further. The Maral writes, Yiras Hashem, proper fear of Hashem, this means where there is no Yiras or Odom. Where there is fear for no one else. Fear for Hashem, but no yiras or ish. Fear for nothing else. If a person is afraid of people, then he's not a Yori Shemayim. He doesn't fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He fears men. If there's a great and mighty king who is the king of the empire and his subjects fear him, then that's Yiras HaMalchus. But if they have fear for other people, this abstract, this takes away from the fear of the Malchus. This is a miut. This is a limitation in their fear of the king. Because why do they fear the king? Because he is above all. But if they share that fear with others, then no longer is that one the king. Others are also the king. Now there's a very, very great depth and ramification in this. This means, if a person fears other people, this limits then his fear of the Almighty. If a person fears other forces, this limits his fear to the Almighty. If a person has a great respect for the natural forces, and he feels that these natural forces are independent powers, independent of Hashem, then his fear is not completely for Hashem, but he is sharing the fear that he has with other forces. And the fear that he has for Hashem is only a degree. And even that degree is not complete, because no longer is the Almighty the master of the world. This means that for a person to come to complete yireh, to complete fear, he has to recognize ein od milvado, that the Almighty is the only force that exists in the world. And all other forces in the world are merely pawns in his hand. Nothing else exists. Malei Oretz Kivaydai, his honor fills the entire world, and there is no place that's free from him. And if he can rise above all human fears, then he can come to the fear of the Almighty. But if he is weak, and he fears a man, or he fears a natural force, or he has other anxieties, or other insecurities, then he is not a Yiras Hashem. He's not a Yorei Hashem, he is not fearing Hashem. The fear of Hashem is imperative that it is exclusive. And anything that takes away from its exclusiveness limits the fear of Hashem. And now he fears people and he fears others. If a person wants to rise to this, then it takes tremendous gevura, tremendous strength, where he fears no one in the world except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this was Yitzchok. And this is why the sages say, Lecho Hashem HaGdula VaHaGvura, Gevura Zu Yitzchok. Yitzchok had come to such a level, and Yitzchok had so much inner strength where anything in the world made no difference to him. As far as he was concerned, there was no existence in reality in the world as an independent entity. It was all merely the manifestation of the Almighty. He was such a gibor. He had such strength that he feared no one and he feared nothing. And he saw only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the all-encompassing fear over him. And this is why Yaakov said, he swore by the God of Avraham and by the Pachad of Yitzchok, because the Almighty was a Pachad to Yitzchok. Such a Pachad that he saw nothing else. And this is a great wisdom. We're mispalal in the tefillah, Hashivenu avinu l'seirosecho, bekorvenu malkeinu l'avedesecho. Hashivenu avinu l'seirosecho, that our Father shall bring us back to Torah and bring us close to serving you as an eved, as a servant, serves the king. Reb Chaim Volozhiner brings from the Zohar HaKodesh, Man de korav etzel araiso, korav etzel malko. The one who comes close to his Torah will be close to the king. The one who is far from the Torah will be far from the king. How does one reach such a level? Where he has no fear, he has no insecurity, he has no anxieties from anything human or from any force in the world, and only fears the Almighty. This comes from being close and being in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ra'i Penei HaMelech, those who sit in his presence, see the greatness of the king. And how do you come to the presence of the Almighty? That is through his Torah. Therefore it states, Hashiveinu avinu l'seirosecho, bring us close to his Torah. V'korveinu malkeinu l'avedesecho. And then bring us close to serving him as a servant to a king. And this is why Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem, the beginning of Chochma is Yiras Hashem. The fear of Hashem is a great Chochma, a great wisdom. Not anyone can fear Hashem. Not anyone that wants to can be a Yiras Hashem, a Yorei Hashem. The Mishnah Masechet Ovos tells us, Imein Chochma Ein Yireh. If there is no wisdom, then there is no fear. And the tachlis of Chochma is Yiras Hashem. You mean Yira in Chochma. If someone has Chochma Satorah, and he does not fear Hashem, then this is not wisdom. The Gemara tells us that a Talmid Chochma who has no fear of Hashem, he is worse than a regular person that has no fear of Hashem. Because he has come close to the king. And if he does not fear Hashem, this is a greater rebellion. So to come to this level of Yitzchok Avinu, this takes great Gevura, great strength, and great wisdom. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. Imein Chochma Ein Yira. If there is no wisdom, then there is no Yira, there is no fear. And this is the level that Yitzchok Avinu came to. When the Almighty came to Avram Avinu, and he told him that Sarah, your wife, will have a son, Vayipul Avraham al ponav vayitzchok. Avraham bowed down and he laughed. What did he laugh for? Why? Why did he laugh? Did he laugh for joy? What was the joy? Why does it say Vayitzchok that he laughed then? Why didn't it say then he was happy? Abraham laughed for a very special reason. The Torah tells us, Vayeme beliboy, and he said in his heart, Halaven mea shono yivoleid, vimsora abas tishim shono teleid. Someone who is 100 years old will give birth, and a woman who is 90 will give birth. This is what he laughed about. Now, did he scoff? No. This was chedva, it was a simcha. So what was he laughing about? Abraham was laughing for the great miracle. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has prophesied that I will have a son. And this is a great miracle, because I am 100 and Sarah is 90. And at this miracle, Vayitzchok, laughter of joy came to him. The Chadi. Sarah, when she heard the prophecy, she also laughed. What did she laugh at? Batitzchak Sarah bekirbo lemor. And she said, she laughed and she said, is it possible that after I am so old I shall have a son and my master is so old? And the Almighty answered, is anything impossible? Avraham laughed because he saw the possibility of the Almighty creating this miracle. Sarah laughed because she foresaw the impossibility of the execution of this miracle. Avraham's laugh was joy over the miracle. Sarah was scoffing at the miracle. When a person laughs because of a miracle, when he comes to a level of simcha, this is representing that he is becoming free from the limitations of the natural world. When Klal Yisrael saw the great miracles of the Red Sea, it states, Vayar, they saw, Vayaminu, and they believed in Hashem. And they came to great simcha of Oz Yoshir Meisha, of Shira, of song and of laughter. Why? When man is restricted, then he's bitsar. The word sar, which means pain and anguish, is linked to the word sar, which means narrows and straits. When man is restricted, he is enslaved. This brings limitations and shackles on him. And this is the opposite to simcha. Baharvach lonu mikol seiroseinu. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Birchas Hamazon, Baharvach lonu, that you shall open us, you shall open up, you shall free us, you shall broaden us from all of our narrow limitations. When a man comes to the Merchav, when he is free, he is free from his bonds. This brings great joy to him. Man is shackled by the physical world that he lives in, by the natural forces. When Klal Yisrael saw the great miracles on the sea, it was a harvocho. It was a freedom, a broadness. And they came to Shira, they came to song. When Avraham heard the prophecy that someone who's 100 years old and a woman who's 90 will give birth by Yitzchok, he laughed with joy. It was a shichror. He was uplifted out of the narrows of the physical world And he saw that the Almighty was the king over the entire world, and the world was only his tool. And therefore he laughed. The laughter represented a bitul hamatzius. The laughter represented a negating of reality. He saw that this reality was not an independent entity. It was only the tool of the Almighty. And the laughter represented the negating of this reality. When Sora heard the prophecy, she did not believe. Lehamino. And she said, is it possible? So she laughed. Her laughing was a scoffing. She also was negating a reality. But she was negating the reality of the Almighty, not of the physical world. Avraham negated the physical world. Sora negated the Almighty. And the Almighty came back and said to her, Ayipoleme Hashem Dovor. And Rashi tells us, Ayishkasi v'chishum dover mufla u'mufrad u'mechusim imeni. Is there something that I am limited to do? Is there something beyond me, melaseis kitzoni? Is there something that I cannot do that I will that it should be done? Avraham's laughter represented a freedom from the limitation of the world. What he saw, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ayipoleme Hashem Dovor, is there anything too difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And this was the Yiras Shamayim, where he saw that the Almighty was the King, and nothing else was a reality in its own right. Was nechshav leleklum. It was only his tool. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you will have a son and you will call him Yitzchok. Al Shem Haschok. Because the actual birth of Yitzchok will be the shattering of the natural limitations of the world. Yitzchok's birth will illustrate to the world, Hayipoleme Hashem Dovor, that is there anything too difficult for me? Yitzchok will be the one who will go and teach the world that Ani Melech, that I am the king, and that everything in this world is my creation and my subject. He will be the one who will reach that level. He will be the one who will give his life to me. Because in his eyes I only exist, there is nothing else. And therefore you shall call him Yitzchok al Shem Haschok. This will be the illustration. And Yitzchok was called this, and also because of the miracle, the tzaddik of the 90 years of Sora, the kuf of the 100 years of Avraham. Contrary to popular belief, many times we would visualize someone who fears Hashem, someone who looks at the Almighty as a pachad, as a fear and trepidation, and we would think that he's a person who is very serious and very sad. This is not true. True Yiras Hashem brings simcha, brings joy. Because the one that does not fear Hashem, this means that he is lost in the depths of the physical world. And he is fearing thousands and thousands of other things. And he's Bitzorah. And this is what we're mispalal v'harvach lonu mikol seiroseinu. The one who fears Hashem has uplifted himself from all of this, has freed himself from this, where he sees only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If he sees only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that simcha v'chedvo, he has no fear for anything or anyone. And this brings tremendous joy. This is why Yitzchak, who was the pillar of the fear of Hashem, was called Yitzchak Hashem Haschok, because of laughter. And when he was born, it brought laughter to the world. Kol Hashomea, Yitzchak Li, whoever hears will laugh with me. Brought simcha and joy to the world. And this is why we find by his name laughter written so many times. Now when a person laughs, he can laugh two ways. He can laugh because of joy, or he can scoff. When a person scoffs and mocks, he also laughs. Both the laughing of Avraham and the laughing of Sarah both demonstrated a rejection. A laugh many times is a rejection. But it depends what we're rejecting. I'll give an example. Right after the parsha of Yitzchak, after Yitzchak was born, states that Sarah saw that Yishmael Vatera Sarah as Ben Hogar Amitzri Sashe Yolda Lavrom Itzachek. Sarah saw that the son of Hogar, the maidservant, the Egyptian woman, was Mitzachek. Again, the Torah uses the word mitzachek. What does it mean? He was sporting. And the Chazal bring, and then Sarah became very angry. And she said to Avraham, take this maidservant with her son and chase him out. Chase them out. This woman and this son shall not inherit with my son Yitzchak. What was Sarah so excited over? So the Chazal tell us that we find the word mitzachek, to sport, to laugh, written by three very serious averis. Loshen averis kochovim, kimei shenema vayekum letzachek. By the golden calf, they got up to be mitzachek. There it refers to idolatry. Loshen gil arayis, when the wife of Potiphar wanted to entice Joseph, she told the people that this Ivri came to be metzachek with me, to sport with me. And there it was referring to adultery. Loshen Ritzicho, it refers to Shvichas Domim, to killing, as it states, Yokumunu Anorim Yishachku Lefanenu. Sarah saw in the son of Hogar that he was mitzachek. He was trying to teach Yitzchok idolatry, adultery, spilling of blood. So she was very justified in driving them out of the house. But here the Torah uses the same word mitzachek. Now there mitzachek means to sport. But why is the same word sharing so many meanings? This mitzachek means, the Maral writes in his Gurayi, it means a distortion. A distortion of the reality. It means a twisting of what is Yashar, a twisting of what is just. Spilling of blood, this is a distortion of the world. Idolatry, this is a distortion, this is an extreme. And incest and adultery, this is a distortion. This is an extreme. This is a twisting. And this is what the word mitzachek means. So there's a very deep underlying note here. That laughter many times has in it a rejection. But it depends what it's rejecting. An extreme laughter, an extreme mocking, or an extreme sporting, this is a rejection of what is upright and straight. This was the metzachek here. A distortion. When someone wants to scoff at something, he wants to mock at something, he wants to make litzones, he is rejecting it. This was the laughter of Sora. Sora was rejecting the Hayipole Me Hashem Dovor, the Hakol Yochol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was capable of doing everything, this is what Sora rejected. That's why it states Mochuch. She scoffed. Avraham, when he laughed, he also rejected. But what did he reject? He rejected the limitation of the world, and he saw the Hakol Yochol, the Hayipole Me Hashem Dovor, that the Almighty is the King over everything. And therefore it brought joy to him, because he saw the Almighty was the master of the world. And if he wants someone to give birth at the age of 190, so will it be. These were the laughters. Sora was admonished, but Avraham was praised, and therefore he said, "Kol Yitzchok al Shem Haschok." It is a laughter. It's a joy that comes from rejecting, from rising above the physical limitations of the world. On Rosh Hashanah, this is the time for the fear of Hashem, for the kingship of the world. Hayom Horas Olam, it was on this day that the Almighty created the world. It was on this day that He called the entire world into being. This whole reality that we see was nothing until He called it into being. Even after He called it into being, it is still only His rotzon, His will. And it exists only because of His will and not because of any independent force. And every year at this time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recalls His world. He yeshev al kisei melech hamishpot. He ascends the throne of judgment to judge the entire world. V'chol b'nei olam avirin lefonov k'bnei moren. Every living being passes in front of Him. Everyone is judged. This is the manifestation of a melech al ivodov, of a king over his servants, over his subjects. And therefore Rosh Hashanah is the time of melech, of kingship, and the time of servitude. It is the time when the light comes into the world, where a Jew has to recognize that the entire world is merely the will of the Almighty. And there are no independent forces free of him. It was for this reason that Yitzchak was conceived on this day. Berosh Hashanah Nifkado. And it is for this reason that we read this parsha on this day. Because it was Yitzchak that was to rise to the greatest height and to teach the world this concept that man must strive forever. This is a life's work. Always strive with great gevura, strength, and with great chokhmas ha-Torah, wisdom of Torah, to come close to the Melech, where in his eyes there is fear for no one else except him. If a person does a mitzvah because he has a fear of man, then this is not serving the Almighty. If a person doesn't act because he has a fear of some other force, then this limits his fear of the Almighty. And he is trapped. And he is a slave to this world. If one rises above and he sees, Ayipalei me'Hashem dovor, is there anything that I cannot do? Then he has come to the level of Yirah Shamayim, of fearing Hashem. Yitzchak gave himself to the Almighty completely, where it states that the ashes of Yitzchak are always kept by the throne of the Almighty. There was no division between him and the Almighty. The sages tell us that it was from here that Klal Yisrael learned to be capable of giving their life to the Almighty when called upon. This was from Yitzchak Avinu. And in this, and in doing this, Ras Chayk Bala Olam, great joy came to the world. Because joy can come to a person only if he is free from fear. And freedom of fear can come from a person only when he realizes that there is no world to fear from, but only the Melech Malchei Hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Rav Schaik Bala Olam, much laughter came to the world. Miracles came to the world. And Yitzchak was called Al Shem HaScheik because of this laughter. We should all be zecher to rise and to grow on these levels. And be zecher to a ksiva v'chasima tova, where all of us and all of Israel will be granted a good year and merit the time when we will see the Melech Malchei Hamlochim and Rav Schaik Bo Le'olam, that much joy will come to the world. Thank you.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at PO Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.